50 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown, checking in now on the week that was in Texas politics. It's Jonathan Tylove, who is chief political writer for the Austin American Statesman. Good to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be here, David.
Ebola, yes. One would think it has pretty much wiped all other news off the map, including something that's coming up, I guess, here in Texas, an election. Yes, that's
yeah.
Right. There is an election that we were going to be dealing with here. I gather that there was an event that Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Abbott was going to stage this week, and very few people showed up. One can only imagine Wendy Davis's trouble trying to get some attention in this final stretch, no?
Yes, that's true. Anything that takes away from attention to the election is bad for Davis at this point because she needs the attention. And Ebola's the whole issue is very bad for Democrats, I think, because it continues on the sense that the Obama administration hasn't been good at protecting the country, whether it's on the border or ISIS or now Ebola. And I was talking to John Alford this morning, who's a political scientist at Rice, who studies the physiology of ideology and conservative
physiology of ideology.
Well, conservatives have a physically stronger reflex to both threat and to disgust. So they'll start to sweat quicker than liberals.
You're kidding.
And Ebola is the perfect storm, he said, because it on national security and the border, it's the threat reflex. It's a separate reflex on disgust, which is explains social conservatism opposed to gay marriage or abortion. And this brings them both together because it's both a threat and it's disgusting.
That is absolutely intriguing. Have you written about this yet for the
paper? I'm writing for the weekend on this.
So we'll be able to see this, what, on Sunday,
yeah,
do you think?
I think so.
That is absolutely fascinating aspect of this. Now, you mentioned that Wendy Davis, I mean, she needs some attention.
Yeah.
One could this sort of raise, especially with the now notorious wheelchair ad,
yeah,
that she had, one could say that maybe any attention would be good attention for Wendy Davis at this point. No, I mean,
yeah,
even if it's,
yes,
negative,
yes,
coming from,
yes,
somebody.
I think, you know, when it first came out and I got a little bit of criticism, was I wrote that if nothing else, this saves her from being irrelevant and being you know, sort of cast aside as it's already over. And I think that was more important than anything. And, you know, there were criticisms. I think ultimately people said, well, she has a point in the arguments she's making in the rest of the ad. Uh-huh. I think what was so shocking to people was the, you know, a tree fell on Greg Abbott, the opening, which made it sound like, you know, good on the tree. But I think the point there was that she needed to grab people. And even facing a barrage of criticism was better than being ignored.
So has she apologized for any
aspect of the ad? No. And she said that she absolutely stands by the ad, and that maybe even more importantly from her point of view, she says it's tremendously effective. That's been the argument from the start, that this really moves voters. It's hard to know. And it's also, you know, if you look, just randomly watch TV, you'll see Wendy Davis with Barack Obama in one Greg Abbott ad, and then you'll see Greg Abbott with his Mexican American mother-in-law in the other, and those are going to get enormous play. So, I think it is a potentially effective ad, but it's a question of whether as many people are going to see that as are going to see this barrage of Greg Abbott advertising.
We don't have much time, but I have to ask about voter ID. Texas law, as I understand, it's been struck down. Right, that's the latest.
Well, I haven't checked in the last few minutes.
Where are we now?
Where we are was that, you know, you had the law and then you had the judge in corpus saying this is a poll tax. We can't let this stand.
Right.
And then you had the Fifth Circuit saying you got to let it stand. You can't be disrupting an election by changing the rules at the last minute. And I guess it's up to the Supreme Court now with obviously Greg Abbott saying leave it alone. So early voting starts Monday, and I guess
you're going to need your ID.
Either you do or you don't. I'm not sure.
Well, nobody seems to know.
Right now, you would.
Right now, you would. Because of the Fifth Circuit.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So check your wallets. That's what I mean. You know, for your ID, Jonathan Tylove. He covers politics.
Yeah,
I didn't say that. You did. Jonathan Tylove covers politics for the Austin American Statesman. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks. Good to be here.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.